Hey everybody, Aaron Herman of the Open Scroll here. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, just about 10:30 a.m., which means we're now on the third day of the 10th month on the Lord's calendar, and I'm here with Bob Schlenker.
Hey everybody, today we're going to chat with the AI chatbot. And if you've never heard of it, OpenAI has this new version of the chat GPT. And it's been widely acclaimed recently as being an awesome step forward. And I've had a number of projects that I have thought about over the years that I thought, wow, if only we could get some advanced AI to be trained in assisting with this project or that project, how awesome would that be? What could we discover? And of course, you don't want to teach it something you don't really want it to know, but the AI already knows everything, the ones that are dangerous. And I got a green light on doing this. So I figured let's give that a try. Yeah, if you haven't heard of it, quick search on the Google, is OpenAI Chat GPT amazing? And I get lots of miscellaneous results. And of course, there's lots and lots of videos out on YouTube and such. But here's the interface. This is chat.openai.com, and it's available to anybody at this point still. They'll even let me on it. So I've been playing around. You know, I do a lot of work with the Chiasmatron 2000 tool, developing these chiasmus structures. And it's a pretty rigorous effort. And I've thought a number of times, could these works that I've done be repeated or validated, or could I be aided in some way in the discovery process? And I don't know much about the real significant answers there. Certainly at this level, without a retention of memory in the chat GPT version, it's pretty limiting. But I've been playing around with this for the last week and a half or so, and I came up with a number of results. And in each session, there's a tendency for this AI bot to reveal itself as being a complete idiot, and other times it's fairly genius. And so there's definitely a mix there. I have had some success with coaching it to do what I want and some failure. And oftentimes it will give a response that, unless you're really paying close attention, it's absolutely genius. But then when you look at the details, it's like, hey, that's ridiculous. That's completely stupid. I'm not amused. Used to be this expression, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bovine excrement or something to that effect. And the chat GPT seems to be exploiting that one big time. So I have a couple of questions here that I've had some success with in the past. And I'm going to start out asking it this. Please explain the literary function of chiasm. Aaron, would you like to read this for us?
Chiasm, also known as chiastic structure or chiasmus, is a literary device that involves the repetition of a specific pattern of ideas or structures in a way that the second half of the pattern mirrors or inverts the first half. It is often used to create balance, emphasis, or symmetry in a piece of writing or speech. The word chiasm comes from the Greek letter chi, which is shaped like an X. This letter is often used to represent the chiasmus pattern, with the ideas or structures in the first half of the pattern appearing in the top half of the X, and the ideas or structures in the second half of the pattern appearing in the bottom half of the X. Chiasm can be used to structure a variety of literary forms, including poetry, prose, and drama. It is often used to highlight key ideas or themes, create a sense of unity or coherence in a text, or draw the reader's attention to particular ideas or concepts. For example, A chiasmus might be used to present two opposing ideas and then bring them together in a way that emphasizes their underlying similarities or connections. Some examples of chiasm in literature include the repetition of a phrase or clause at the beginning and end of a text or paragraph, the use of parallel structures to compare and contrast ideas, and the repetition of a specific pattern of words or phrases within a text. Chiasm can also be used to structure entire works of literature, such as in the case of the Bible, where the structure of the Old Testament often mirrors the structure of the New Testament.
And that last line there, which is an interesting commentary to be inserted in the explanation, I'm going to be asking it about certain texts of the Bible. I've found that there's only one version, and it's a rather obscure version of the King James, which there are several versions out there, many versions out there over the years, and theirs is somewhat obscure. And when you ask it to use their Bible text, it's rather problematic. So what I've done is just offer it text and not explain what it is. So in this next question here that I'm going to pose, and it's very polite. Oh, it's so eager. All right. So the text that I supply below features chiasmus. The supplied text consists of a single line of text. Without making any other changes to this text, use line breaks to divide it into thematic pairings. Show me the best illustration of the symmetrical pattern. Label those lines according to the standard convention. For example, if the pattern is such that there are five components that are repeated in reverse order, A, B, C, D, E, E prime, D prime, C prime, B prime, A prime, what follows is that text? And I've already analyzed this text and produced it. And so I know what to expect, or I know what I should be expecting. So I'm just going to see if it matches up in an adequate way. So I hit enter. How about that? Pretty impressive, right? So here is the example that they offer. It's an example of how you could divide the text into thematic pairings using line breaks to illustrate the symmetrical chiasmus pattern. And here I've done it. This is my version that I've had published on theopenscroll.com. And it is a chiasmus. A, B, C, D, E, and then there's the prime. So I'm going to put up a version next to it so we can see. And they've done a really good job with the line breaks. This is actually by far the best result that I've seen. And it's very impressive. Brilliant. They've traded the idiot in for the genius on this one. Nice. Here's my analysis. The lines are identical until we get to D prime. The chatbot shifted some text when the cloud was lifted in the morning from D prime down to the next line, C prime. Then again, the chatbot shifted some text whenever the cloud was lifted from B prime down to the next line, A prime. About the first difference, when it comes to a more even balancing of the amount of text, I like the chatbot's version. However, thematically, I like my version because the subject of the status of the cloud and its timing remains within its tight context. About the second difference, I really like the chatbot's shifting of the phrase to the next line. After giving this some thought, if I were to update my version, I would make a change that increases the complexity slightly because I see how the expanded structure becomes more granular. And that's what I was inspired to do. I updated and republished the interactive version, and here it is. Cordial response there. Okay. All right. So let's go with another exercise. Hey, there we go. Consistency. Nice way to continue the thread there, ChatGPT. All right, so here's another expressed slightly differently, but let's see how it goes. The paragraph of text that I will supply below features a linguistic pattern called chiasmus. The supplied text consists of a single line of text. Without making any other changes to this text, use line breaks to divide the text into the thematic pairings that best illustrate the symmetrical pattern inherent in the text. Show me a version where the six pairs of lines are labeled according to the standard convention used by students of chiasmus. So I didn't outline it in detail like I did in the previous. And here's the text, which is going to be from Genesis 45. And I've also broken this down. So let's see how it does. Well, let's see how we did there. So this will be Genesis 45. And I updated this recently to make it a little more granular. So we have A, B, C, D, E, F. So I actually have 12 lines in total, but the first, third, and sixth are actually divided because we have a further alternation in those in the breakdown. So if we just go with the 6 plus 6 chiasm, we're breaking it out here. So the first line ends with close to me, second into Egypt. Okay, so they got it broken up a little bit differently here. Most of my explorations with this have been pretty much fails. And I've tried to coach the ChatGPT into recognizing and returning something that's not an inversion, because parallelism, which is sometimes grouped under chiasmus, is not an inversion. The first part will repeat in the second part with all the components in the same order. And I haven't quite been able to convince the AI that that's legitimate. Sometimes it'll give me the same line breaking, and it'll present it as though it's actually a chiasm, that there's an inversion. It'll label it as an inversion and so on. I could show you screenshots maybe, which I'll include in this. But yeah, fascinating. And could this be helpful for discovery? I don't know. Maybe with enough coaching. It's a little challenging because there's no persistent memory in this. From one conversation to the next, each time I log in, it's like a fresh start, clean slate. And supposedly they're going to be adding the feature where There's persistence from session to session. So there's a kind of a useful procedural learning, and which is interesting and useful in some respects, and also perhaps terrifying in others. Certainly, we know that this is not just a toy, and this version of the chatbot, although available to the public, is probably significantly less than most of the other higher level AIs that are operational out there. And yet here, this one is, it's pretty good. It's available to you and I. And there are other projects that I'm interested in, but I'm not even going to pose them as questions because I'm not that curious. So Aaron and I took a few moments to do the comparison on this, and it's fair. It's not great. It's fair. Here's my analysis. The lines paired at the pivot F and F prime are identical to my version. With the next outer lines, however, the matching falls apart and only comes back into somewhat of an alignment in the two outer lines. It's not great. I typed in, "This is a fair result, but not as consistently good as it could be. Would you like to give it another try?" Not liking the looks of that one. They missed the pivot. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's worse.
With this second attempt, the chatbot misplaces the pivot and goes completely astray. But the follow-up sales job seems convincing. I'm not dazzled by brilliance here.
Yeah, well, that's entertaining. Yeah, this is typically how my sessions go. It just not impressive. But yeah, I've got threads that I've recorded with mixed results, and it's entertaining as far as usefulness, without some way to nail down the consistency of various things and learning how to engage it with leading questions that provide consistent results. That's got to take a while. I'm sure there's a lot of smart people working on this. Not chiasmus per se, but yeah, similar kinds of things that are more sciencey or code writing, application developing oriented. So, yeah, thanks for coming along for the ride here. It's been very entertaining. Aaron, do you have any comments about what we've seen today so far?
The only thing that comes to mind, a positive, it didn't say that it would kill us if it were here with us. So, that's a win.
Yeah. I've asked it other questions about the chiasmus to see about how it would respond if I made a query about esoteric text and what the possibilities might be. And that's an interesting thing to explore, which you may want to explore. Yep, there it is. Have at it. You just have to create an account so you can log into it. And yep, that's it. God bless you, everybody. Bye bye.